We're going to have more coverage on how the nuclear crisis has affected Japan later in the show, but we want to spend some time today on an issue affecting schools across the country, teacher pay and tenure. In most states, teacher pay is calculated on a step system, where salaries are based on the number of years they teach and postgraduate credits. But several states are moving towards merit pay, where teachers get paid by how well they do in the classroom. In Florida yesterday, Republican Governor Rick Scott signed into law a plan that gets rid of tenure for new teachers and doles out raises based on evaluations from their principals, as well as how well their students perform on standardized tests. The law sailed through the Republican-controlled legislature on party-line votes. Anna Rivas Logan is a former teacher and now a Republican state representative from Miami. And Representative Logan, the Florida Education Association calls this law fatally flawed, citing research like a study of Nashville schools that shows students don't perform any better when their teachers receive merit pay. So what research do you have proving this will work?
I don't have a research in front of me, but I was the assistant principal at a large inner city school for 4 years. And I can personally tell you that I knew which teachers in that school, no matter what child I put in that classroom, would come out performing high on these standardized tests. And I knew which teachers in that school, not only would the students not perform well, but perhaps would even go back a year or two.
You're saying the principals who run the schools know who the good teachers are. Explain, though, a little bit more about how teachers would be evaluated under this new system.
There would be an end-of-the-year assessment. That means that there would be a test designed just for that classroom. If the child's in algebra, it would be an algebra exam. If the child is in French 2, it would be a French 2 exam. And this is a way of rewarding those teachers who are able to effectively communicate the lesson and effectively have the students absorb the information.
The law is being funded in part by $700 million in Race to the Top funds from the Obama administration, and that will be used in part to pay for new standardized tests. But critics, including Miami Herald columnist Fred Grimm, who I'm sure you've read, says that there's no money set aside to pay for merit pay. In fact, he calls it moneyless merit pay, with the governor looking to cut K through 12 funding by $1.7 billion this year. How will you provide the funding to local school districts to pay for these merit-based raises?
Well, first of all, the governor does not create the budget. The legislature creates the budget. Our budget cuts is significantly less. The money will come from any future raises. For example, the way it has been done in the past is a teacher moves from step to step to step, whether they perform or they don't perform. They move an extra step of pay. The money would come from those steps. If a teacher is due a step raise, then all that money would be put together and would be given to the most money, of course, to the teachers who are most effective. And yes, teachers have not received a raise in a while because there has been no money. But the economy will get better. This recession will end, and we will have eventually money for teacher raises.
Well, teachers in your state, Florida, currently make about $5,000 less a year than the national average. So how will you attract the best and the brightest educators when they're already being paid less than in other states?
I'm not concerned about that. I was a teacher in the classroom. We were able to attract a lot of very high-quality teachers. When I started, you know, we were making $22,000 a year, and I knew the pay. I have a master's in computer science, and I chose to go into teaching because that is what I wanted to do. And when teachers make those choices, they don't make those choices for the money. They make those choices for the love of education.
Your colleague, Democratic Representative Elaine Schwartz, said this bill is a way to kill unions in schools. Do you think teachers' unions should go away? You're a former teacher, as you said.
No, I think that unions are an integral part of our democratic system. Those who want to be in a union can be in a union, represented by the union. Those who don't have to be. That is democracy.
Florida State Representative Anna Rivas Logan speaking to us about Florida's new law phasing out teacher tenure and moving towards a merit pay system. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation, and you all have a wonderful day.
We now turn to Andy Ford, president of the Florida Education Association, an umbrella group for teacher unions in the state. And Mr. Ford, we already mentioned that research shows that merit pay for teachers doesn't necessarily improve student achievement. But are there studies showing the current system of pay and tenure works?
No, they're not. We know that what we have in terms of salary schedules is not necessarily the best thing. It's just what we've had around for the last 40 years. We're very interested in taking a look at how teachers are compensated, but the legislature really isn't interested in any real solution. This is about firing teachers.
How would you like to change it then?
Well, I think there are ways we could actually build the teaching profession. We've said we need to try and make some adjustments to our due process system because we don't really have tenure in Florida. We have due process. In the first 97 days of employment, you can fire a teacher for any reason or no reason at all. And then again at the end of the first year, second year, and third year, you can fire a teacher for any reason or no reason at all. After the fourth year, all you have to do is say, this is what the problem is. Offer some assistance. If the teacher doesn't improve, then the teacher can be terminated. It's just doing the job of an administrator, making sure that you have the best teachers working with your students.
But whether it's due process or tenure, it seems like semantics to me, because there was a story in the St. Petersburg Times recently on a teacher who taught for 22 years, a gym teacher, and he was sanctioned 11 times over his tenure, and some of the concerns were things like he was giving a 14-year-old girl a note asking to meet behind a dumpster, accused of threatening to pull down another girl's pants, and he was ultimately put on probation. But shouldn't there be a way to weed out bad teachers? I mean, 11 times he was sanctioned, and he was still in the school.
That case, I'm not familiar with the specifics of, but I can tell you that if that's really happened, that's a shame. It shouldn't have happened, and the administrators who allowed it to happen need to be dealt with.
Proponents of this new law say that the merit pay system will improve education because Florida will be able to attract the best teachers by offering them higher salaries. So instead of in the past where teachers would earn more money based on seniority, now the young, bright teachers would have a chance to make higher salaries. Your thoughts on that?
Well, they may have a chance to earn higher salaries if the legislature had put a dime in the bill to actually pay merit pay. What we have is we have a system with no money. We're spending millions of dollars on testing to be able to do the teacher's evaluation, and yet there's no money to pay the teachers who actually perform at the highly qualified or qualified level.
Representative Logan told us that they would be using the step increase money, the money that would normally go for raises for teachers, to then sort of put it all in a pot and say, if you're a better teacher than this one, you're going to get more money in that pot. You don't see that happening?
Not under the scenario that the Florida legislature is cutting education funding by 10% this year. There's no way that you're going to have extra money to pay people higher salaries. It's just not realistic in the political and the economic environment we're living in Florida.
What's your next step here? How are you going to push back?
We continue to fight. We have other issues right now in the legislature that we're still dealing with. And when the session's over, we will look at all the legal avenues available to us.
Andy Ford is president of the Florida Education Association. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's The View from Florida, but the move to change teacher pay and tenure is taking off across the country. We'll take a look when we come back here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, dedicated to accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science worldwide, on the web at mathworks.com.
Welcome back to our conversation today on teacher pay and tenure. That's the system that gives teachers job security, but sometimes makes it hard to fire bad teachers. We just heard about a plan in Florida to get rid of tenure for new teachers and pay them based on how well their students perform on standardized tests. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has a similar plan in the works. And in Baltimore, the teachers union narrowly voted in November to move to a merit pay system. Steve Sawchuk has been covering this issue for Education Week. And Steve, we've been talking about the current STEP system used to pay teachers. Can you explain it a bit more?
So most teachers are paid on a combination of two factors. First, how long they've been in the profession. So every year that you continue to teach, you generally get what's called a step increase. And then you also get increases for holding advanced degrees. So that's called a lane increase. And basically, you get sort of a premium on top of your step. If you're a master's with 5 years of experience, you'll make this amount of money. And if you're a bachelor's with 14 years of experience will make that amount.
And there is a max out level, right?
There typically is. It's often around 21, 22 years, I think.
And as we mentioned, many states are looking at this. New Jersey, also Idaho, Indiana, Nevada. They're all trying to revamp teacher pay and tenure. How widespread is this?
I think it's very widespread. There have been a number of competitive grant programs sponsored by the federal government to seed examples of these kinds of evaluation systems, pay systems, dating back to 2006. But the Federal Race to the Top program, which was created in the 2009 economic stimulus, put about $4 billion into this kind of work.
Are the ones that have been in place working? Have you looked to see whether they are getting the results that people thought they would?
There does seem to be good evidence based on one study conducted in Nashville that simply giving teachers more money for raising scores does not seem to do a whole lot to change what they're doing in the classrooms. One of the theories about this is that if you offer teachers the chance to make higher salaries rather than just paying them all roughly the same, is that you actually get better qualified people into the profession. And the jury is really out on that.
That's the theory of what's happening in Baltimore. The union leadership backed the plan to move toward merit pay. But some teachers oppose it, and they say that without an effective evaluation system, because there isn't one in place yet, that's a stumbling block.
Right. So Baltimore is very interesting because the plan was jointly designed by the union and the administration, but the next step is coming up with the criteria for teachers to be paid and evaluated, and coming up with criteria that are going to cover all teachers fairly. And I think you're exactly right, Monica. This plan is going to kind of live or die on how well that evaluation system gets implemented.
And with an evaluation system that takes into account what they're doing in the classroom, how their students are performing, but also giving principals and school leaders time to do the evaluation, because I understand many teachers can go for years without being evaluated.
Right. And also, I mean, you want to make sure that the principal is trained to be able to recognize good teaching. I mean, I think that's something that a lot of teachers are concerned about. So you have the question of, all right, is the principal going to be trained to know what good teaching looks like? Are there going to be standards that everyone can talk about so that Sarah in classroom A, her practices are being rated on the same scale as John in classroom B down the hall? And, you know, you mentioned earlier that a lot of these plans are considering looking at student achievement. Well, you know, most teachers don't teach in reading and math. They're only maybe 15% to a third of teachers teach in those subjects. So if you're an art teacher, a PE teacher, a career technical education teacher, there has to be some way of determining how students are doing in those subjects. But we don't have, you know, those Scantron forms with the bubbles that you fill in those subjects.
To see how well you do in art. That's a good point, unless you can color that bubble in really perfectly.
I mean, is there a standard art project all students in the district should complete and that you could then use to see whether students are picking up certain skills? I think it's a very good question.
And even some other subjects, social studies and science, isn't always covered in major testing as well.
That's right. As you probably know, the No Child Left Behind Act requires annual tests in reading and math, grades 4 through 8, and once in high school. And so that's where a lot of the test information comes out of. But if you're not in a tested grade or subject, what do you use?
Well, there are two major teacher unions in the country, the National Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers. And the head of the AFT, Randy Weingarten, last month said that she would be in favor of eliminating automatic tenure. So are the unions backing down on these issues?
I don't think it's so much backing down. And certainly Randy Weingarten has made it very clear that she doesn't think that tenure should go away necessarily, but she does think that if you're going to grant it, then there has to be a way of ensuring that a teacher has really cleared a bar of a certain level. You know, right now, most of the time, it's sort of 3 years is the typical time to tenure, and almost everyone gets it. I mean, the evaluation systems are just not that well-tuned to separate out teachers that are doing a pretty good job from those that aren't doing very well in the classroom. So her point is that if you can better link those two things, you'll have better results.
Well, teaching is about the only profession that has this tenure concept, and that is also a profession where you get these increases no matter what your performance is, really. And I'm wondering, why do you think it's taken so long to get to this, where the nation is now taking a serious look at teacher evaluations based on student performance, and then taking the next step and saying, and we'll pay those teachers more if their students do better?
The way we currently pay teachers really was an artifact of the 60s and 70s when teachers got bargaining rights. And this was, of course, during the civil rights era, too. If you were a female teacher, you were paid less than a male teacher. If you were an elementary teacher, you were paid less than a high school teacher. So we came up with these salary schedules so that everyone knew exactly what everyone else was making, and it was an attempt to ensure fairness. And at the time, I think people felt that that made a lot of sense. Nowadays, though, the research has become fairly clear that teachers are not all at the same level of skill. Their performance does matter. And so you see this attempt to try to figure out, well, what is it exactly that makes this teacher seem to get better results than that teacher?
Steve Sawchuk of Education Week speaking to us about the efforts to tie teacher pay to student performance. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Monica.